This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome everyone to another weekly edition of our Quick Hits. For those new to the show, my name is DeAndre Koch, and this is our more up-to-date news in the world of travel and points and miles, typically things that have come across my desk essentially in the travel space over the last week or so. So jumping right into it, the first one I want to talk about is an update from last week, and that is referring to the payroll by credit card. I know there's a lot of listeners that have come from either Google searches or other podcasts or just from our listener base in general that actually utilize this. And it's been a little bit frustrating because the platform Zelle Money just did a major overhaul to their system of payroll by credit card. And as of right now, you cannot run a new payroll on card. And that's just supposed to be very temporary as they update their system. So if you were to go ahead and create an account and do all the things, or you already have an account and you go to hit new run new payroll, the message that pops up now says we're upgrading pay by card to make it better, faster, more secure. The new version will launch on March 17th. We appreciate your patience, yada, yada, yada. It did say March 7th beforehand, and I mentioned that on last week's Quick Hits. And so March 7th came around. I went to try myself to run another payroll, and I got an error message. So I reached out to Zelle Money, and their response back to me was, the update from our end has been completed, but unfortunately, it has not yet been finalized by our credit card processor. We expect an update soon from them, but the feature will most likely be available only by next week. You should see an update in your account shortly. And that's when eventually they updated from, say, March 7th to March 17th. So we're going to stay on top of this and see what happens here. We were talking a little bit about this with a couple members in our Facebook group, and I am hoping that they're going to keep their same category code from cards, which is the office and shipping, which is what allows you to get the 3X on the Chase Business Preferred card or the Amex Business Gold, where you get 4X on because it's categorized as shipping. So I'm going to wait to see what happens here and keep a track of this for all of you all listeners as well. And I'm interested to find out myself. I know there's some people that since we posted our blog post and have been following the Points and Miles world, this is all new to them. So you're probably just recently created an account, recently started this, may not have ran your first payroll yet. And you're like, man, I'm already hitting a roadblock. Well, I can tell you as someone who's, you know, not tied to Zelle Bank or Zelle Money at all, that found this on my own and has been doing it since fall of 2023. This is honestly the first time I've had a break in my cycle of running biweekly payrolls. So for almost a month and a half now, this is the first time I've had a break in it. And so we'll see what happens. And I'll keep all of you all posted on that because I am very curious myself, because this is a big space of where we earn a lot of points for our travels for the running the payroll of our wealth management firm. Another update, I actually meant to talk about this last week, and I realized in my notes that I missed this for the quick hits for last week. So now you're actually able to, again, pool your Air Canada points with family members. So back in 2020, Air Canada had launched the ability to pool your points so that, you know, you would have the ability to share them with individuals in your family. However, that was frankly abused, and people were, you know, caught like selling opportunities to, you know, hey, send your points to me, I'll book for you. And it's like, you know, not even family members, people that were just random people in the street, honestly, they were like basically paying them to pool points to be able to book for them. So they've created a system to avoid abusing the system. And so now you can connect up to 8 members of your family and pool all of your points together. And that is basically back now with an extra identity verification step so that that doesn't get abused. But since Air Canada is part of the Star Alliance, you can actually get a lot of really good points deals now, or in general, through Aeroplan with Air Canada. And what that could actually mean that is interesting is now, let's say you get a, you know, you've got your Amex points or whatever it may be, you transfer to Air Canada. You could also get an Air Canada Aeroplan credit card, which probably would have never been on your radar before, and get a chunk of points there. And then your P2, your spouse, your significant other, your travel buddy, they could get it And as long as, again, there's this verification system put in, so typically meant for family members, but I'm sure you can work your way through that. They could also get maybe an Aeroplan card, and the transfer opportunities with Aeroplan are actually pretty phenomenal. Some of the best, especially for long haul international flights. And so that's just something to keep in mind. That could be a very unique, more niche opportunity from a points earning standpoint that you can pull your points together. So I did want to also let you all know that the IHG One Rewards card, Premier card, and the IHG One Rewards Traveler cards are now on their limited time verbiage for these extended points that they're offering. So as an example, the IHG Premier right now, you can earn 170,000 bonus points after a 4K spend in 3 months. This was a card that I've mentioned multiple times. I find is a very underrated card, but a very good one to utilize because IHG has some phenomenal properties that are out there. And this card is a fantastic card to just have in general for a lot of reasons. And so it's elevated offers 170. It's likely going to go back to 140 after this limited time. That specifically is on March 20th. So just something to keep in mind. It ends 9 a.m. Eastern time on March 20th. So if you do want to take advantage, you're going to want to do so before then because now the terminology has changed to limited time. So we posted this in our Facebook group here back on Sunday, and this is something not really points related, but just travel news that I think maybe a listener would want to take advantage of. Right now, you can get essentially paid to visit Vancouver in British Columbia. So essentially, they're giving you a prepaid Visa gift card up to $250 if you have a qualifying stay, which is basically 2 nights by the end of April of this year. All the details, the link for that, all that's posted in our Facebook group. So if you're not a member of our Facebook group, please put in a request to do so. And if you do so, please make sure to answer the questions in the request or else you're likely going to get declined. But for that, here's an opportunity. Again, if you have wanted to visit Vancouver or maybe you're on the West Coast and it's a quick, easy flight for you, you can get up to $250 just to stay there for 2 nights and experience a place that is, you know, very beautiful city, great scenery, great food, lots to explore. So it's something to take advantage of. And again, the link for that is in the Facebook group. So something really interesting, there's a new transfer bonus that's available, but you're not going to find it on the list of transfer bonuses when it comes to, in this case, Capital One. So usually when you go to a card's transfer partners, you can see all of the active transfer bonuses that are going on right now. Well, Etihad is actually having a transfer bonus for transferring from Capital One that goes from 20% to 40%. So if you transfer 1,000 to 9,999 miles, it's 20% bonus. 10,000 to 49,999, it's a 30% bonus, and anything over 50,000 miles is a 40% bonus. And here's the thing, again, you're not going to see that in Capital One's transfer portal when you log in there because it's all on Etihad's end. And so you're going to have to go through Etihad's website to do that. So I've never flown Etihad specifically, but I do know for South America, they have some really great business class flights. I think running through American, actually, that's only 30,000 miles, or business class to Europe for 80,000. And of course, they have a phenomenal first class product as well. However, here's the thing to know, that their cancellation policy is rough. If you cancel more than 21 days in advance, you lose 25% of your miles. Between 7 and 21 days in advance, it's 50% of your miles. And if you cancel within 7 days, but at least 24 hours in advance, you lose 75% of your miles. And anything within 24 hours of departure, flat out, you'll lose 100% of the miles transferred. So their cancellation policy is rough, but also their expiration policy is rough as well, because their miles are only valid for 18 months. And the literal only way to extend that, unlike a lot of other places where you just have to have activity, whether you're transferring more miles to them or you buy through a shopping portal or whatever it may be, use a credit card, is you have to have a flight with Etihad or a partner airline and make sure it's credited to Etihad. So I don't know how many people are going to take advantage of this. Again, it's not really well known because it's not in the transfer portal and their rules are very strict. But if you do happen to see a sweet spot with Etihad when you're doing your point searches and you have a very, very strong consideration for the cancellation rules and notice a flight that you're likely not going to cancel, could be something to take advantage of. So next week, from March 17th to the 21st, is Amex Member Week. And so that's going to be 1 week where they're going to have likely a lot of exciting offers, tickets to great concerts and events. You're likely going to see elevated offers for, you know, Hilton and Delta, some of their key properties. They've already advertised on their site that there's going to be some things with Levi's, Lowe's, Hertz, ExxonMobil. So you're going to want to pay attention to your card offers that are available. And if you have an app or a service that you use like Card Pointers, which will automatically add all Amex offers to your card, it will be very good to consider just logging into your Amex account and seeing what's available then. Don't know what to expect. I wouldn't get your hopes up too much. I don't think we're going to see anything crazy like a 500% transfer bonus or anything wild, but there could be some really cool items to take advantage of next week. So in what will likely be the biggest piece of travel news to come out this week is that Southwest is having a bit of a fall from grace here. Obviously, we know a few months ago they announced that they are going to move towards assigned seats instead of open seating, a move that I'm very happy with, although I do not fly Southwest often. One of the things I'd like the least about them is not having an assigned seats. So last week, without notice, they essentially provided a devaluation on points earned during the fare purchases for like One Getaway Plus, right? So for the base level tickets, they had a 40% reduction in points earned. And so that kind of caught people by surprise because that came out of the blue. There was no warning period or anything like that given, which on its own was a little bit weird, but they've taken it to a whole other level this week. How is that? Well, they just announced that their bags flying free era is coming to an end for most passengers. And this is kind of wild because, I mean, that's what they've been known for, their free baggage policy. Two free bags, checked bags per person. And then not even to give you one free bag, but to take that away completely is huge. So going from a devaluation of points earned to assigned seating and now no free bags, the question is going to be, who's going to really want to fly with Southwest? And what I mean by that is, who's going to be loyal to what Southwest does differently that other airlines does not do? And Southwest has even warned of likely devaluations on the redemption side of points as well, as flight credits soon getting expiration dates. So there's a lot of changes happening, and not for the better for Southwest. And obviously, you know, their stock symbol is LUV, love. They're all about love. I mean, their symbol's a heart. And kind of the catchphrase now is, you know, there's not much to love with these changes that Southwest are happening. So we're going to stay posted on this and see what happens. Maybe they will do away with some of these things, or I should say, you know, maybe if they get enough protests that they will say, okay, we'll keep one free bag, or they'll do something different. Because Southwest has been the airline of the family for individuals that have 2-3 kids, knowing that baggage can fly free. They've got the family boarding. Their rates and fares were pretty inexpensive, or relatively inexpensive. So we'll have to see what happens here. I'm very curious. And this, I think, is going to impact a lot of travelers. And again, not for the better. And so there's one thing to really be sure of. If you're going to fly Southwest at some point later this year, you want to make sure you've booked your flight before these changes kick in for May 28th. So stay posted with all of these updates. We'll make sure if there anything new comes out, we will drop it on another Quick Hits as well. But that's why I wanted to do this segment, is to make sure that when there's breaking news in the world of travel, as best as we can control, that you guys are aware and can pivot your travel plans, whether with cash or points and miles, accordingly. So one of the last things to mention is in reference to Thrifty Traveler. If you've been a follower of the podcast, you know we've mentioned Thrifty Traveler many times. We are affiliated with them, in full disclosure, as well. And so they are offering essentially a $10 off their first year for a subscription. Their subscription is $99 for just the flight deals and $125 for the flight and hotel deals. I do subscribe to them. I get for their premium offering. They do have a free offering as well. Free offering, you probably get 1 to 2 flight deals a day. For their premium offer, I get probably 5 to 7 deals a day. And some of these are, you know, mistake fares, a lot of different things that come through that we may take advantage of or may not, just depending, because there's an influx of deals that are coming in that you just might not catch. And it's a really great way to say, you know what, actually, I am free in November trying to figure out where to go. Oh, there's discounted points to wherever it may be, Singapore, whatever it may be. Or here's a mistake fare. This business class is supposed to be $4,000. The cash price on it right now is $800. Take advantage, because this is probably going to book out within a few hours. So some really great deals there. We'll post the link for Thrifty Traveler with the $10 off the first year. That's all part of the Boldly Go promotional code that you can use with them. But something to keep in mind, especially if you're just having difficulty figuring out where you want to go, where you want to use your points, this can be a really easy way to just help give you the information so you can make a well-informed decision on where you want to go and how to use your points as well. And the other thing I wanted to mention as well is they do have a 100-day money-back guarantee. So you can try it with zero risk. And if you find that you aren't really benefiting from it at all, or the deals aren't what you would want to use, try it and then you can get your money back if it's not something that you feel like is a lot of value. But I do find value and keep the subscription myself. And that's everything for this week, everybody. Hope you guys have a fantastic week. As you're listening to this, we are in Tucson, Arizona right now for TravelCon. So if you are here, please don't hesitate to reach out, try to find me, shoot me a DM, or let me know, and would love to meet up with you here in person at Tucson's Travel Conference. Have a great rest of your week and a great weekend as well. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.